God bless you from Heart of Worship Ministries, Houston. We are back at the podcast from the Thanksgiving weekend. Episode 7 today. We thank God for your life, for tuning in. And I know we missed a couple of weeks, but we're back on the program. I am joined again today to my right, my brother Doogie.
God bless you guys.
Our teacher, Angelo, to my left.
God bless you.
And all the way to my left, our worship leader, Golia.
Amen. God bless you guys.
So again, we're back here. We are going to touch a topic tonight. And the topic is forgiveness or unforgiveness. This is probably a very popular topic. We're going to only try to, by the grace of God, to answer the main things. There are common questions that we want to ask, maybe in an open forum, but can I just say this? Maybe we're afraid with the answer. Because all of us at one point or another do struggle with unforgiveness.
Yeah.
So at the top of the question, and I have this question for my brother Angelo. What truly keeps us from forgiving, or what keeps us from forgiveness? I know that you're a man of the word and you can answer with scripture, and I pray that God will give us clarity tonight. The question is at hand. What keeps us from forgiving others?
Amen, Pastor. Excellent question. Ochachimos, to answer it shortly, I would say it's pride.
Okay.
Well, pride is a chacho root on the unforgiveness. Because a penope varaso on Proverbs 13, verse 10. Mm-hmm. Penel, where there is strife, now, what about strife, minupe, anger or bitterness?
Yes.
There is, here it is, pride. Mm. But wisdom is found in those who take advice. So the casco or pride so at the core kai chimanga stay deso yerti moskai turbu. You don't want to go ka godo manus, he hurt you. That person done wrong to you. He offended too. And so why should I go, Pastor Lindy? Depend on me, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So it's that the I've heard this before. Why should I lower myself? Kana won't kade manga wrong.
Wow.
Amazing.
Right? Yeah. So there is the pride issue, because Numa, the solution for that, I would say, Pastor, is humility.
Okay. So and I believe in that.
Hey.
I think if I don't use it at least 10-15 times in a sermon or message, it's not once that I use it, but humility.
Yes.
For the audience, for whoever's listening, it's a word that we should be very acquainted with.
Yes.
But for the sake of clarity, humility in definition, what the word is, and where's the source of it, the true source of it.
Oh, Pastor, Bali, you know, just a clear, short answer. Oh, humility at the core of it, it is obedience to God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is submitting under Odil to have that humility. Janice, I would say it like this, that if God forgave you such a debt, Katrusu, what is it?
Wow.
There's nothing that could come into the light of that could sustain kai Odil yeti sadia man and the salib is a kha muha. And for me not to freely give that same grace and that same mercy in humility, knowing that I didn't deserve it. Who am I? Kai das man.
Very good.
Odil yetimos. Sati nasti dagor le manusos kai penel, I'm sorry. Or sati penal me yetisad man, I was wrong for doing what I did. And I want to say there is a scripture, Paliano Proverbs, Penelope 11:2, it says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace.
Mm.
But with humility comes wisdom.
Amen.
Talatu, you hold yourself with wisdom. Haitu, you hold yourself at a maturity. Well, then I would say it like this. Degodo yirtimos. Go and become in that humility. Come to that person. And I promise you, you feel as if you walked out of a cell.
Oh, wow.
You know, I want to say something. A lot of times we think that we're holding a person in that cell. When we hold unforgiveness in our heart, Pastor, mm-hmm. we walk into a cell and throw away the key. The only problem is it is us who walk in the cell and throw the key away.
Amazing. Ouch.
You know?
Yes.
Amazing.
Wow. I would say, I don't know. I feel like it hits home to a lot of things that are running through my mind.
It's real.
So, you said wisdom, and I want to help the audience with something.
Please.
So, knowing the word or information is one thing. And a lot of us maybe just get to the Bible and study and we read and we intake information. That's good. I believe the second phase of it should be that we ask God to give us his understanding.
Amen.
Okay. Now, so we got two things happening. We got information and we have understanding. But then the proverb says, if it costs you everything, get wisdom.
That's right.
So if me reading is information and understanding, which is comprehension, wisdom is the application. So
very good.
So wisdom here is what we know about the cross, what we know about Christ's forgiveness that he gave us.
That's right.
That's understanding.
That's right.
And the wisdom, if I'm understanding it, is to apply those very principles. Because God has forgiven us such a great debt. That wisdom at the core is it. If he forgave me such a great debt that I can never pay back, I'm walking in the humility, but I'm also walking in wisdom.
That's right. You know, on the flip side of it, and the theological and the scripture is amazing. We need that, okay, to extend that forgiveness. But in the reality of it, when we have a problem... did you ever notice when you talk to somebody that had the problem with another person, Pastor, they're very bold and they'll tell you the story in detail. It's as if they know what's up.
Yeah.
They go, I'm right and this is it and you don't understand. But only did he cuss, but omanus, che wrong saspo. We got it all together, right? But there comes that humility part.
Yeah.
When you got to remember that, you know what? If I got it all together, Pastor, and I know everything, and I'm not accepting that advice, that wise counsel, got the Romanus.
That's a problem.
Then wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Then I should be wise enough to know I need to extend that forgiveness.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen?
Perfect. I want to switch gears a little bit because I feel that all of us in here, to my right, to my left, I believe all of us had a season.
Yes.
That we struggle with unforgiveness.
Yes.
Let's be real, because then what happens is that you're looking at us on this side like we're not struggling or never struggle with the real world situations. And believe me, before we actually put the button on, we were talking about things that we go through. I'm going to be the first one. I go through stuff as a minister, but I'm going to be honest with you. Take it as you want to take it. I believe it keeps me sharp. I'm not saying as it is. People taking advantage of me keeps me sharp.
Amazing.
So that I can practice consistent forgiveness and consistent humility, because there are going to be people, not just in some seasons, almost in every season, that is going to challenge the very grace that God has given me by how? By me extending it to someone else. And that has to be laced in all of our lives. It's not something that happens to you once every 10 years. This might happen to you more consistently than what you think. But the greater love that's in us, the greater compassion that's in us, is because our relationship is greater with Christ.
What an opportunity to exercise, to be Christ-like. Never a greater opportunity.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Golia, I have a question.
Yes.
And again, it starts with all of our journey. I'm going to probably ask it, Golia, to you, Doogie, as well. Question one will be to you, Kolya. Have you ever faced a season of unforgiveness?
Of course, yes. Okay. I want to read a passage of scripture.
Come on.
First, and then I want to share with you guys my experience.
Amen.
Ephesians 4:26, and this is what it says.
Mm-hmm.
And don't sin by letting anger control you.
Mm.
Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry. For anger gives a foothold to the devil. And this is why I wanted to read the scripture, because I faced unforgiveness. And what caused my unforgiveness was anger towards a person. And my anger turned into unforgiveness. And my unforgiveness turned into bitterness. And then I seen myself, Angelo, that I wasn't only bitter towards that person. I was bitter to everybody that surrounded me.
Wow.
And it was just an opening and a crack.
Okay.
For the enemy.
So that's the experience, though. Now.
Yes.
And probably there will probably be 1,000 people with that same.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so solution.
Solution.
What was your breakthrough? I think that's what I wrote here. I was going to ask you, what was your breaking point?
I'm going to read something again.
Come on.
Because when I understood this is when everything changed for me. Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. When I realized, Angelo, Socrates Mangodel,
there you go.
The penalty that he paid for me.
That's it, right there.
The jam that he took me out of. I was on a road to destruction. I was on a road to hell. And there was no way that I could have paid for it.
Yes.
And he took it for me.
Amazing.
And I didn't deserve it. And when I did the comparison, Pastor,
there you go.
When I did the comparison of what Christ did to me,
amazing.
And the little things that my brother done to me, it's easy to forgive somebody.
Comes little.
But when you don't understand, Sokardam and Godel Dugi, when you don't seek his word, it's very hard to forgive the little things that your brother does to you.
Sure.
And it does. And I'm going to say this, Pastor, that on your own, it is impossible to forgive others.
Mm. There.
Without Christ,
there.
It is impossible.
Thank you, God.
It would take for a person to realize and accept Sokardale Skodel in order for him to forgive others.
Amazing.
Very good. I think I would lace that with all of our answers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much.
Because how many times we tried, and I'm going to say I'll be victim number one. How many times I tried to forgive out of my own strength, and the moment they would do something wrong again, Opale, I would remember what they did to me before. And it wasn't about forgiveness. I was storing it. I'm going to be transparent. I was storing up the wrongs. And then all of a sudden, when I confronted that person, I blew up with a history of things that did wrong to me.
Yeah.
And I realized I was becoming bitter. I started saying, I don't deserve this.
Yeah.
Number one thing that I remember saying, I don't deserve this type of treatment. And a lot of us in the audience say that. I don't deserve this. You know how many people I've been hearing recently? I'm a good person. I do this. I do that. I don't deserve this.
Yeah.
I have this to say to the audience, Doogie. We deserved hell.
That's right.
We didn't deserve Redeemer. The Bible says while we still were sinners, he died for us.
Amen.
So why is it that we feel that we deserve certain things? You realize sometimes we find ourselves thinking that we're privileged to certain things?
Amazing.
You need to give me this because I deserve this because I'm a good person?
Yeah.
And we measure what we have because our performance and don't acknowledge that God's goodness to us is so that we can come to a point of repentance.
Amen.
And his goodness is still with us. And I have to say this, and I think I've been saying it in almost every podcast. What you have and what you have right now in your life, no matter what you think that you deserve or what cards have been dealt to you, ultimately, we didn't deserve nothing good. What we have is a product of his goodness.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So I think I have the same question for you, Doogie, because I feel like it's real. I don't know if you guys feel this. I feel it's the most realist right now because these are real world problems.
Yes.
And sometimes we're too afraid to come out with it. Because, we've been in church 15, 20 years. We shouldn't have these issues. And I think because we paint ourselves the picture that we should be more advanced and we're not, and it's almost shameful to bring this up, but the shame is to live with it and not have breakthrough. I think that's the biggest shame.
Also,
yeah.
So I would say the same reference to you, Doogie. I believe that I said my journey. Angelo said his. Kolya said his. I would say the same thing. what was your season of unforgiveness? Mm. And the same way, what was your real world answer? What was your breakthrough?
My breakthrough. So, you know, just like all you guys, I think we all struggled with unforgiveness with other people. And Pastor, I'm going to be honest with you. I think the biggest thing I struggled with was forgiving myself.
Boom.
Was carrying the guilt, the just the things I've done to other people. I will be honest with you guys. I mean, my whole life, Angelo, I lived with my heart on my sleeve. You could have done anything to me and I would forgive you. But I couldn't forgive myself. I would carry this tremendous guilt, this conviction of things in the past. And again, it lines up with the word of God. I didn't feel worthy to be forgiven by God.
Oh, wow.
I didn't feel that I deserved God's grace because I felt so just
ashamed.
Just ashamed of myself. And, you know, by studying the word, reading the word, that was all great. You know, there's so many scriptures we can read that tells us to forgive, that tells you this. But until you have that encounter with Christ and you realize, yeah, I'm not worth it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am sinful. But Christ died on the cross for me. And when I had that encounter with Christ, I realized how important it was to forgive myself and to move forward from that. Korea.
Very good. Amen. Very good.
Wow.
Amen.
So it's not so much. And if I can just, I want to build on this a little bit.
Go ahead.
So one thing is me forgiving others.
Yeah.
One thing is encountering Christ. But then what you said right now, that's the other door. From the mistakes that I did in my life, and I feel a sense of unworthiness, and I feel ashamed of the mistakes that I did in my past.
Yeah, they allowed yourself to get so bitter, you know?
Amazing.
I think that hits home, because the fact is that, and if I can say this, you said encounter. I believe encounter would be God loves me, has forgiven me, has got my sin casted it into the deepest ocean.
Amen.
And has chosen not to remember it no more.
Amen.
Amazing.
Only by the finished work.
I couldn't wrap my head around that. I'll be honest with you, because I couldn't let go of what I did.
Right.
And yeah. Somewhere along the way, it just happened. And I accepted it, Angelo. And there was this moment of freedom that I felt when, if God's forgiven me, if God's casting my sin and throwing it to the deepest part of the ocean, why can't I move on and allow God to work in my life and continue on the path that he has in store for me? I realized that I was my biggest enemy, not nobody else, nothing else, not an offense I had against anybody else, but I was stopping myself because of the unforgiveness I was carrying towards myself.
Wow, Dookie. So amazing. Amazing.
Points of solution, breakthrough is encounter.
Yeah.
His love, his mercy, his grace, experience. Revealed, studied, read. I believe people need to know that
Amen.
God is willing. I don't know. I want to say this to the audience.
He is willing. That's
he
for
is
sure.
Willing.
He's so and willing.
We become our own hindrance at times.
Yeah, Pastor.
And we allow in the way. Let's speak the truth. It is warfare at its best, right? It's the battle that you have in your mind, thinking that God cannot restore you. And see, God doesn't just want to forgive us. He wants to restore us. See, sometimes we think, oh, I'll be happy with the forgiveness. And it's like the story of the prodigal son. I don't want to just bring you back. I want to give you status back as my son, not as my servant. And then what happens is that, Father, I don't deserve to be your son. Just make me one of your hired servants. The hired servants that he mentions is the one you hire in the city, in the marketplace. And after he did his day labor, send him back home. And the son is saying, make me like that. And the son says, no, put a ring on his finger, put a robe on him, put sandals on his feet. He was even barefooted.
Yeah.
We find ourselves that the mindset of humility is, I don't deserve your love. I don't deserve your forgiveness. But the Father is there to show us, maybe you don't deserve it, but you're mine and I love you. And I don't just want to restore you and forgive you, but I want to give you status back. Maybe more than one person needs to hear this today. God doesn't just want to restore you, but give you back the status of sonship. I really believe that.
Amen.
For
Amen.
Many people.
So with that being said, Pastor, I have a question.
Okay.
And guys, feel free to jump in. Doogie, Angelo.
Sure.
You ever heard of Divano? I'll forgive that person, but I never want to have nothing to do with them ever again. Mm. I never want to see them. I don't want to talk to them. I'm done with them, but I forgive them.
Okay, so basically you're saying the most common is oldest thing in
can,
the book.
Can we forgive people at a
distance?
I felt
like that about myself.
Yeah. Can we forgive people at a distance? Can we forgive people, our brothers in Christ, and not have anything to do with them? Is that true forgiveness, Pastor?
Okay, so basically you're saying I forgive, but I don't forget.
Yes.
I think that's the oldest one.
Yeah, it is the oldest one.
I forgive, them,
but I won't forget.
But I'll never forget what they done to me, right? That's the oldest one.
Yeah, I think in a way we talked about this before, Angelo.
Yeah.
So again, I'm only going to extend phase two of Golia's question. We're still going to stay with what his question is.
Sure.
Can I forgive at a distance? That's phase one. Phase two, can I forgive but not forget?
Yeah.
So I want to add something to it.
Okay, and, three. We're adding three to it.
Yeah, we're going to add three to it.
Okay.
So I believe we probably measure forgiveness and we measure it. Well, for instance, Kako Choryama. This guy argued with me about this situation. So what I want to add in this equation is a offense that's impactful to your life, maybe to the extent of life-changing for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. So I just want to add that to the equation.
Okay. Either way, I think the recipe is still one and the same, even though no matter how we go down to the avenues. Right. The recipe, I believe, is still the same. Again, Angelo, I'm going to extend this one to you.
So, you know, I love it. It's the oldest one.
Yeah.
It's the oldest one, but, you know, and guys, I really feel that this statement needs to be said. Love like you never been hurt before. Gajol Bushel Jensen Franklin.
Mm-hmm. I read the book. Yeah.
Read the book.
Love like you never heard it before.
Love like you've never been hurt before. So when you walk in that love, when you walk in that grace, in the light of that, that is the way only to forgive. And Ostrachimos, you're not going to forget, Pastor.
It's impossible.
There's no button I could hit to pen up erase. And even if there was, I wouldn't want to hit that button. Why? Because if I choose to try to forget and still give forgiveness, Kamanus, then I'm not truly forgiven, Dugi.
Yeah.
To embrace the situation, Dejanes du Kadima, but choose love,
amazing,
choose humility, and choose to forgive, now you have the opportunity to be Chaches Christ-like. To say, you know what? I know what you've done to me. I understand the offense, but I'm going to choose to forgive you in the light of his grace that forgave me again. And it all leads back to love, Pastor.
Amen.
Very good, Angelo.
We say, I want to walk in the Holy Spirit. I want to have the fruit of the Spirit. Well, the truth of the matter is, the very first fruit we're going to see of the Spirit is love.
Amen.
Very good.
So I have to love them like I've never been hurt before.
Mm. Very good.
Even though I remember, I'm going to choose to be Christ-like.
Amen. 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 Very good, Angelo. I mean, just thinking about it, what drove Jesus to the cross to forgive us?
Ah, very good.
Right.
Was love.
Right.
And without love, I don't believe it's
impossible.
Possible.
Hey.
It's possible to forgive anybody.
Justice.
And look what it says here, 1 Corinthians 13. Let's read it from 4. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own ways. It is not irritable. And it keeps no record of being wronged.
My God.
Man.
Look at that. So when you love your brother in Christ, and when you understand, O love de Devlesco, the love that drove him to the cross, that gave you forgiveness, it'll be so easy. Because it kind of feels, Pastor, Simultas pa muy, Angelo. I forgive that person.
Yeah.
I'm a servant. I work in church. I forgive him. Simultas pa muy, barando yilo. It kind of feels like something has to change for you, chaches,
right,
authentically, to give somebody forgiveness.
I agree.
And I believe that when you experience the love of Christ, that it'll be so easy to forgive your brother and sister in Christ when they keeps no record, no record of wrongdoing.
I'd like to add something to that. I believe we're all speaking from an event. We all experience God's love. So for the viewer, Pastor, I'd like to hear your input on it.
Mm-hmm.
What is the steps in order to experience God's love, to experience that moment, that breakthrough? What's to get to that encounter? What must a person do?
Doogie, I think that's the beauty of it. It's not what we do.
Come on.
It's not what we do, because then I think maybe my bigger struggle was as a young believer thinking that I needed to behave a certain way in order to accept God's love. And it almost seemed like, I'll be honest with you, I was so confused as a young believer thinking that every time I did something wrong, that God would punish me.
Yeah.
And I felt like I needed to perform a certain way in order for it to be loved by God. And it was just a fluctuating relationship that I had, and I would just be obedient out of fear. And I feel amazing that this is the beauty about it. When I read Romans, it tells me, while I was still a filthy rag, he died for me. And I think when those words entered my heart and I recognized that the love of the Father was unconditional towards me.
Beautiful.
I think it flipped my world upside down. And I think you said it a little while ago. It's hard sometimes to perceive, to understand it. But God's love did bring me to a point of repentance.
Amen.
And I didn't have to repent in order to receive his love. I received his love, his goodness, and it drew me to a place of change. So to make it clear to the audience, to simplify it, you don't need to do much, but understand that God is always willing. Even now, he is willing to come to be Lord of your life. And if you can hand him over your problems, he will change your ashes for beauty.
Amen.
And I believe he take your garments of sorrow and give you garments of praise. I believe that for me, and I believe it for anyone. I want to give a quick overview, because I feel like that there's some, like, people just popping in my head.
Yeah, right?
When it comes to this, it is just like, a lot of us have bad experiences with people. And sometimes, we say it, like you said, to the point of advantage. I've encountered God's love by his grace. And I appreciate, I'm reminded every day that I'm a product of his goodness. And I truly, as the moment I open my eyes, I thank him for the day. But I'm going to say this. Sometimes we find ourselves struggling to ask forgiveness from a person, because I feel that our fruit is not matured yet.
Very good.
Okay, and sometimes is we struggle with the idea, it's not because you don't have peace with God. I believe you do have peace with God as a born-again believer, but you have to understand that the maturity of who you are will bring action in your life. So sometimes, and again, we're not trying to offend anyone. If we say this on this platform, and I know we're getting some ripple effect, we're not trying to offend anyone. We want to be real with you. And I say this to you, believer, if the word of God is having a positive effect in your life and is causing something to shift in your spirit, in your heart, that means that God is doing something with you. Don't take it as a negative thing. Because the fact is that I know many people that even preaching, even ministering God's word, and they hold grudges. It's not because they're chasardei. It's not because they're not saved. They're just not mature enough. And we have to understand that sometimes there are certain things that God needs to build in us so that we not only experience it in our heart and our mind, but we have action towards it. Tell me it's hard sometimes to ask forgiveness from someone that you know that you did something wrong, and it's even so hard. You said it, pride sometimes becomes the biggest obstacle.
Yeah.
But guess what? When you grow, you don't become more prideful. You become more with humility.
Yeah.
You become more broken. And the things that used to be difficult for you to do in another season pass, it becomes easy for you, because God is maturing you in different areas in your walk. So I would say to the greatest of us is the least of us.
There you go.
If you want to be the greatest, then always be wrong, because that's what it takes.
Very good.
Even when you're right, you got to be wrong, because if they revile you, if they slap you, turn the other cheek, if they persecute you, glorify in that, because great is your reward, because they're not doing it because of you, they're doing it because of me, says Jesus. So Christ in us will cause those things that come against us. But again, the promise of the Lord is they're not doing it because of us. It's not personal. It's personal with Christ.
Yeah. You know, just really quick, before we move on to the next point, I want to say something. Omanus guy is unforgiving, has so much to say. They're full of words, you know? They're full of words. Omanus that is forgiving, numa in humility, there's only a few words. I'm sorry.
That's true.
That's it.
Tisadman, I'm sorry. And most of the time I've seen it done. Although Manus Avil, before the Avili Swatu Ravri, I've experienced it. Aswajan. I'm sorry. Forgive me. And that's the only words we got.
I bechilsa.
That's it. It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Simple. But gonna so unforgiveness. Well, let me tell you where it all began. I'm gonna tell you Galam Kodog, yes, okay. It all started with the phone call.
Yeah.
They'll go back to the 60s really quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi. Lamio telefono, hello. And then all of a sudden it started. We know the details. Bakana-san, forgiving. I'm sorry, iti sama. Whatever it was, let's leave it in the past. And after that, it's over. Aradan. Mm. Recently, me and my boys, Pastor, we're in our yard. Hi, Abile Gaji, and they moved some trees out the way, some bushes, Dugi.
Yeah.
I klino sami kola, and we're looking, and we see that there's these roots. There's these parts ka shile kai lai gaji. And Panami Shagunga, let's try to move them out the way. Hi, Akana, we're moving them out the way. But Pastor, what happened was, as we're moving them, they looked at smaller. But as we started moving them, there was branches and there was roots. And let me tell you, it was not easy. Holding on to unforgiveness, will bring
dangerous.
A Great. Bitterness of a bitter root in your life.
Very good.
And it will branch off to many other sins.
So many things.
Okay? And the truth of the matter is, as long as you're going to hold it, you're given the opportunity. I love that the scripture says that love covers a multitude of sin.
Amazing.
I love that the scripture says that the fruit of the Spirit begins with love and everything else. You see, as you could have many branches from love and patience and forbearance in the fruit of the Spirit, the same way hate could grow branches.
That's right.
To Avid Bezacha.
Oh, wow.
Ain't
Very
that
good,
something?
Angelo.
There's
Very
a
good.
Comparison there. Well, I want to say this to you tonight, Gadi Khan. You're holding on to unforgiveness, and you're asking, you want revenge on that person. And the truth of the matter is, they could be happy doing their own thing while you're growing these branches of hate, bitterness, and you're suffering under all. Extend that forgiveness. Walk in that grace. Walk in that light of God. And I promise you'll be liberated. And love will produce a beautiful fruit of the Spirit in your life.
Amen.
Give yourself the opportunity. Don't rob yourself. Not make le du smano stay churo tutad. Godo opportunity. Castevil godo love and the chuyulo. Amen.
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 Beautiful, Angelo.
Amen. Very good, Angelo. Pastor, I want to read another scripture if it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ephesians 4, verses 31. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you.
Amen.
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 And listen, if you're battling with unforgiveness, if you're battling with forgiving your brother, your sister in Christ, my suggestion is. Seek the love of Christ.
Amen, Claudia.
Seek what God has done for you. Go through His Word and give it a chance. And the love of Christ will transform you in a way that maybe the problem won't be that serious comparing it to what Christ done for you. And it'll be easy to forgive others.
Very good.
Amen.
I want to read this parable, and I think we were supposed to read it, but we didn't get to it. I think I want to maybe bring a sense of close to all of the questions for the most part. There's a parable of the unforgiving servant.
Okay, great.
So the question is first triggered off by Peter, and it says, Lord, how often shall we forgive the sin of our brother against me? And how many times should I forgive him, and how many times? And it says up to seven times. And the Lord says, I do not say up to you seven times, but 70 times seven. And as you were mentioning earlier, it's not because he wants you to get a calculator and to count.
That's what the evil heart wants to do, Pastor.
Right.
Let's put a number on it.
Well,
come on.
You just said it right now.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians chapter 13 says love keeps no record of wrong.
Very good.
That's right.
We want to put a cap on it. I can't done.
Yeah.
Oh, so do you want to say wrong?
Anybody is wondering 490 times.
Hey.
490 times.
490. Yeah.
No, but the answer to that, Pastor, is when we look a little bit deeper in it, that number that Christ gave, that 70 times 7, well, the truth of the matter is, Doogie, that is an infinite number. To the Hebrew, that right there, when Peter heard it, 490.
Right. Unlimited, yeah.
Unlimited. So that is the answer to Matthew 18:21, just to bring clarity to that.
Amen. Amen. So, so keep no record. Lose count, basically.
That's right.
Lose count. Don't keep count, but lose count. And then the Bible says that there is this king that has to settle an amount with a servant. And there's many translations
one of
how
my
much
favorites.
Money was owed. Some say it was a million times a million. It was just a crazy amount of debt. Let's just put amount of debt that he can never pay back. And when he had begun to settle the account, the one had brought before him owed him 10,000 talents. But when he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he should be sold, and with his wife and his children, and to all that had was to be paid back. And then the servant fell to his face before the king, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all back. And then the master of the servant was moved with compassion and released him and forgave him all of his debt. So just an amount, and I want to make this high priority here. It was an amount that he could never pay back.
Hmm.
Like, just get it out of your mind. If his wife and his children would work all of his life, he could never really pay back everything. But then the servant went out and found a fellow servant who owed him 100 denarius. I think one translation said over today's market about maybe 10 bucks.
Wow.
My God.
And then he says he laid a hold of him. And the word to lay a hold of him is literally he laid a hold of him by his throat. Just imagine the pressure here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's demanding now, put him in jail. Pay me what you owe me. When the king heard this, he got furious. Bring him back to me. You unforgiving.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Now you go to jail and you got to pay back everything. The point is this. Jesus reflects this together with Peter's answer, because God's forgiveness, here it is for everyone, is supposed to move you.
Mm. Yes.
What made him an ungrateful servant is because
that
did not move him.
Not
all of us.
Yep.
God's forgiveness needs to move us. And if it's not moving you, you're going to act like that ungrateful servant that only had a small amount of debt and he demanded all of it. And I think that truly is at the core of forgiveness.
Very good.
You know, Pastor, what I wanted to say earlier as you was talking about that is that there's a joy that comes with your forgiveness.
Yeah.
And you can't, when you get a joy of something, you can't wait to spread it. You can't wait. When you get that good news, you're happy. Golda. Okay, then you want to treat your family out to a beautiful dinner. You want to extend to your friends the gratitude. You live from gratitude. So I really think Omanuskai Penil, Pastor, My relationship with Odile is great. I've been forgiven, redeemed. I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. But man, that guy, that is just so contrary to the gospel.
It is.
My God.
And it should challenge us. And I pray it does. Audience, please listen. This, what we say, is to help you. It's here to help you. And if this is blessing you, we need your help with something. Forward it to someone. Because this is a hard-pressed topic that we don't want to talk about, but it's truly in the churches. Yes, don't get offended. It's in the churches. What do you think it is? Is it out in the clubs, in the bars? No, I promise you. And he's hanging around, I promise you, this is not the issue. This is the issue we have in the church.
True, though.
Wow.
So we need to extend this, and we're going to have more topics like this. I'll be honest with you. This is only scratching the surface.
Yeah.
And projecting for what's coming for 2025, these topics are going to only intensify because we want to tackle the things that no one wants to tackle. And listen, we're not trying to be controversial here. We want to help you. We want to bless your life. We want to come to you. We can't get to you in person, but this gets getting to you in person. So I believe that concludes. We're about almost a little bit over 40 minutes. Watch out for the bonus clip. We're going to have a bonus clip. We thank God for your lives. Any other closing statements?
I think we got it.
That's it.
Well, God bless you again from Heart of Worship Houston. Forward this to someone. Help us with this. We thank God for your life. We thank God for all the responses.
Amen.
And the questions that I'm not going to answer here is because they're personal. So for all the questions and all the comments that were put up, I will take my time between today and tomorrow and the staff, and we're going to answer the questions. And if you need personal prayer, this is truly it here. If you need us to connect with us personally, put up the number, and we'll call you. If you need prayer, if you need help, wherever you are, it doesn't matter. We want to be a help, okay? DM us your number. We'll keep it private. If there's private stuff that you want to talk about it, and I'm going to be transparent, what you see here, except Kolya doesn't have TikTok. we have access to it. We honor privacy.
Amen.
And this is not something that we're going to put up there to make any example of anyone. If you want to connect with something private with us, we're here to hear you, we're here to pray for you, and we're here to help you.
Amen.
God bless you. Ashon Devlesar. And until next time, God bless.
God bless.